This is a fantasy short story.
I'd kill my own grandmother for that.
Welcome to Kernak Grimm's Science Fiction and Fantasy Podcast.
On a specified now playing. Oopies, risky.
Oopies. 3, 2, 1.
Runebreakers, The Lost Palace. Written by Kernak Grimm and W. Lawrence. Narrated by Dick Terhune. This is Season 2 of Kernak Grimm's Fantasy and Science Fiction Podcast with Runebreakers, The Lost Palace. If you enjoy the Runebreakers, check out more adventures online at bit.ly/runebreakers. bit.ly/runebreakers. Episode 11. Mormek and Wilhelm exchanged the best ways to kill Palath.
You can't kill her, Dakaria says. She created Kadisa. She's kind of family.
She tried to bring down the whole world, Wilhelm says. I'd kill my own grandmother for that.
You have a grandmother? Mormek asks.
Anyway, I don't think he wants us to, Dakaria says, and nods in the direction of Kadisa. Kadisa stares at the river with his back to the companions.
There's another problem. I don't even know what it does to the time streams if one of us is killed here, Wilhelm muses.
Mormek walks up to Kadisa. He's completely enamored with the river.
Over there, I think there's a movement, Kadisa says.
There's nothing, Mormek says. Come, join us. There's no sense in standing here, staring on the liquid, except if you want to jump in again.
Kadisa slowly shakes his head.
I want adventures.
They join Wilhelm and Dakaria when Wilhelm says,
If I still had my backpack, I could have used an artifact to deal with her.
You've lost your equipment, Kadisa asks.
You didn't, Mormek says.
Kadisa points at his culottes.
A rogue has to take care of his stuff, otherwise there's no sense in acquiring them, he says.
You're the less roguey rogue that I've ever met, Mormek says.
But you said I'm a rogue, Kadisa says, when I woke up at my mother's.
I said you're a thieving rogue because you're about to take my gold.
There you are, Kadisa says.
You still keep all of your stuff in your underpants of holding, right, Wilhelm says?
Kadisa nods.
Do you have anything we can use? Elementals, perhaps?
No, Kadisa says. But I'm hungry.
He pulls up the cube that he played with before.
I just don't know how to get to the worm inside.
Wilhelm lets out a high-pitched shriek.
You have the lava of Yanyumar, but I took it from you.
And I took it back. That's what rogues do, right?
Give it to me.
No, I want to eat it.
It's not for eating, you imbecile. It's an artifact, and it may be our ticket out of here.
But you're buying dinner, Kadisa says.
And beer, Mormek adds. I have noticed a disappointing lack of beer around here.
I'll buy dinner and beer, but now give it to me, Wilhelm says.
He looks at the cube, eyeing it carefully.
It's still intact.
What does it do? Dakaria asks.
It's used to modify memories. A very powerful and rare artifact. I'll use it to erase all traces of this place from Palath's memory.
And how will that get us out, Mormek says.
I hope that Lewis will accept it as a replacement for the oath we took here last time. If she doesn't remember anything, he might be willing to let us leave.
Might be, Dakaria says.
Frickin' wizards, it's all might be, could be, and perhaps. When a dwarf says there's a beer, then there's a beer. A real one that you can drink or swim in, Mormek says.
Stop complaining. I'm sacrificing one of the most precious artifacts I ever had, Wilhelm says.
He kneels down next to Palath, putting the cube on top of her head. He closes his eyes and murmurs,
Memoriam eorum esse delendam.
The cube seems to melt like ice. The larva moves and melts through Palath's head.
Find all memories that pertain to this location and all memories of everything she has seen here, Wilhelm instructs.
Hey, Just a thought, but why not erasing all memories of time magic as well? Seems like a dangerous hobby, Dakaria says.
Well, I don't know. The lava follows my instructions now. No idea what happens if I change them. Come on, you pussy! It's a good idea, Mormix says.
Wilhelm groans in exasperation. He puts his hand on Palath's head.
Hereby I modify my command to include all memories of time magic, the fact that it exists, the names of those practicing it, and the memories of all artifacts associated with it.
Palath rolls her eyes. Wilhelm quickly removes the gag just in time when Palath sputters mucus and froth.
Mormek, I need you. If she stops puking, knock her out, Wilhelm says. That's a job I love, Mormek says,
and does as Wilhelm asks. Wilhelm focuses on the words to call on the dragon again, but this time, nothing happens.
Shouldn't there be a dragon or something, Dakaria asks.
Wilhelm tries a second time, and then a third time.
The portal tears open right in front of him, and this time a storm roars out, taking him off his feet. On the other side, the head of the silver dragon appears. Don't disturb my sleep, the dragon rumbles.
You knew what would happen, right? Wilhelm said. You recognized her right from the beginning. That's what you meant when you said we already brought her in. You saw it happen before.
I left when the time paradox started. Of course I know how it started, the dragon says, as I knew that she could go in. So I put an illusion of me to deal with her. Otherwise I'd have lost an eye. But I still can't let you out, nor can I let her roam around freely inside. You have your responsibilities.
Before you close the portal, Wilhelm hurried to say, I think I have a solution.
Do tell.
I used magic to erase her memories of this place, and of time magic. If she wakes up, she won't be able to remember a thing.
Show her to me.
Wilhelm brings Palath up in front of the portal.
I see a memory eater inside her.
Exactly.
And you know how to use one? They are fragile beings, and if the command is corrupted, it may not work as intended.
Of course, I gave one very clear command, not more, Wilhelm assures.
The dragon stares at him from the other side for a long time.
I think my brother and me can accept this, the dragon roars. Come on over to this side. But when you cross, be aware that you're responsible for her. If anything happens, our family will hold all of you responsible.
Come on, we have dinner to catch, Wilhelm says.
And beer. Lots of beer, Mormek adds.
They hurry toward the portal when they realize that Gedisa is missing.
Big guy, where are you? Mormek shouts.
You have to come to the river. He's here again. He's here,
Gedisa bellows over from the riverside.
Get over here now, Wilhelm says. The portal is about to close. We can only get out now.
Gedisa hurries.
But you have to see.
It's probably only you in another time stream, Wilhelm maintains. Now, come on.
He pulls Gedisa with him just when the portal closes.
The End. You have been listening to Runebreakers, The Lost Palace, written by Kernick Grimm and W. Lawrence, narrated by Dick Terhune.
They storm and they fight and they loot and they drink. They sing dragons and demons and all dreadful things. It's a plan, it's a dumb plan, but it works every time. It works every time. The Runebreakers. The Runebreakers. The Runebreakers. It works every time. It works every time. The dwarf them, they go. Dragons and demons and all. It's a plan. It's a dumb plan, but it works every time. It works every time.
If you enjoy the Runebreakers, check out more adventures online at bit.ly/runebreakers. bit.ly/runebreakers. Runebreakers, The Lost Palace, is protected by copyright laws.
Every season of Karnak Grimm's science fiction and fantasy podcast features a new unique short story broken down into several episodes.
Farewell, my friend.